1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Aurora Sports Park in beautiful Aurora, Colorado, it is time for the 1310 KFK Prep Radio Game of the Week. It is the 3A State Championship softball game. The Eaton Reds and the Lutheran Lions are going to battle for all the marbles here this afternoon. We're about 30 minutes away from our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch, and both of these teams coming in absolutely decimated their semifinal opponents. The Reds whip up on Brush 15-3 for the third time this year. They beat the Brush Beat Diggers, and for the Lutheran Lions, they dispatched the defending state champion University Bulldogs in five innings, 14-3. So both teams come in off mercy rule games. That's going to get us to start on time here. I believe we should get going by 1 o'clock with that Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. Hi, everybody. I'm Clark Johnson coming to you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Let's get hopping with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show ahead of Eaton and Lutheran for the 3A state title. Should be fun. Well, the Reds came out and absolutely jumped all over Brush. Blake Duncan, the sophomore shortstop, started the ballgame off by going deep, a home run. Yaya Puente added a three-run shot in the first inning, and the Reds were off to the races. Eight runs in the first, seven in the third, and the Reds took care of the Beat Diggers, as we said, for the third time this year. Is this the year that the Reds kick the door in and win a state title? Third time in 9 years they've been to the championship game. Guess who's not on the other side of the field? Strasburg. So you've got that going for you. Strasburg was knocked out by these Lions earlier. Lutheran beat Sterling 9-3 on Tuesday. They beat Strasburg 9-1 on Wednesday. And they made it a 3-for-3 against Patriot League teams this year, going 14-3 over defending champion University. So they'll try to go 4 against the Patriot League in the championship. Reds, it was an 11-1 win against Wiley on Tuesday, the one seed versus the 16 there. Then a tough one against a stubborn La Junta team on Thursday. We had it for you on Preps Radio, of course, and the Reds were able to hold on and win 7-5. Some uncharacteristic defensive flaws in that Thursday game for the Reds. They had four errors for a team that averages just an error a ball game. Then they came back this morning and did everything the right way behind Sadie Ross, getting her 13th win of the year against just one defeat. This is going to be a great pitching matchup. I think it's going to be Ponick to start for the Lions. She's 11-1 and can bring the heat just like Sadie Ross can. So it should be a ton of fun, the Reds and the Lions. Take a look at the rest of the brackets for you. We're down to Eaton and Lutheran 3A here. 4A still undecided in the semis, but Meade leaves Wheat Ridge 15-9 late. And a Holy Family is leading Devlin 9-6 that one late. So you might get Meade and Holy Family in the championship for 4A. The 5A championship, Fossil Ridge, Dave Phillip and his group is into the finals for the fourth time in the last 7 years. They'll go to the championship game. They're yet to kick the door in and win a title. Maybe today is the day for Fossil Ridge as well. They'll go up against Cherokee Trail. They beat Chatfield 5-1. Fossil Ridge over Grand Junction 4-0 in that ballgame. So Fossil Ridge and Cherokee Trail for the 5A title, Eaton and Lutheran for the 3A title, and the 4A title looks like it'll be Meade and Holy Family. But all that said, softball this afternoon, as we said, about 20 minutes or so away, 25 maybe, from our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. Eaton and Lutheran for the 3A state championship. We'll continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Dave is the head of his household. He is the patriarch, a hard worker, and he is a man's man. But Dave also knows how to have fun. Today, he's having a blast with RC cars. Dave loves Jack Wagon RC inside of CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. He's scoping out the huge selection of RC products on site while getting new upgrades installed on his current RC truck. You too can see Northern Colorado's largest selection of RC vehicles, so go get that new RC like Dave. You deserve the fun. Visit Jack Wagon RC in Greeley today.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hey, bruh. Nice to finally see the crib. I can get down with this. Say, brother, you gotta be tripping with these shag carpets. I gotta keep on stepping.
Mitchell's Flooring and Evans can fix your flooring problem with brand new floors to get you caught up to the times. From floors to cabinets to countertops, Mitchell's Flooring will get your crib looking groovy.
This is much better, my man. Let's boogie.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or blackberry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right. A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
PDC Energy is much more than an oil and gas company. They strive to efficiently and safely produce energy while respecting the environment. In fact, their operating plan and commitment to safety stem from their strong core values: integrity, respect, teamwork, stakeholder focus, and performance driven. At PDC Energy, it's their highest priority to protect, respect, and minimize their impacts on the environment. It's an integral part of their commitment to the communities where they live and work. PDC Energy, where community matters.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
The secret is out, and everyone is headed to the Tatanka Grill for authentic street tacos. Choose from steak, carnitas, or chili Colorado street tacos made in Tatanka Grill's full restaurant-style kitchen. Come pursue our fully made-from-scratch menu, and you'll see why people are raving about the Tatanka Grill. From the best burritos around to the all-new street tacos, you won't leave the Tatanka Grill disappointed. The Tatanka Grill at Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or the U Fillet in Greeley are eaten. It's street taco time, and you're invited to the Tatanka Grill.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to beautiful Aurora, Colorado, as we get set for the 3A state championship game. We continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. The Reds and the Lutheran Lions both, knocking the tar out of their semifinal opponents. 15-3, the Reds beat the Brush Beet Diggers, and 14-3, Lutheran knocks out the defending state champions, University, and they'll meet here in this one today. Let's get to our players to watch, brought to you by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Having someone local that's here has never been more important. Marinda Simpson is here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm Insurance agent for Fort Collins and all of the Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012, has over 15 years experience in the industry. Call her today at 970-223-8700. Players to watch for the Lutheran Lions. Believe if they go with the same lineup, and we haven't got their card yet, but we think they'll have the same lineup. Alyssa Ponick, a senior, will be in the circle, and she has had a tremendous year. She's 11-1, 1.91 ERA, 51 innings coming in. This does not include the semifinal game, which we don't have stats on, but coming into today, 51 innings, 65 Ks for the senior Ponick. And my guess is with Mastretti finishing up for her, those are their two pitchers, Ponick and Mastretti, that they'll probably run that that again with the senior starting, and maybe we see the freshman if they need to. But Mastretti probably go back to first base here in this game. Players to watch for the Lutheran Lions. Let's go with the RBI leaders. Faith Beiler is a sophomore, and Zoe Stanek is a freshman. And those are the two RBI leaders coming in today, both with 21 runs batted in. Faith Beiler hitting 372, Zoe Stanek at 455. This team can flat out hit the ball. Lutheran bats 396 for the year. And in watching them for the first time, my eyes on them during the semifinal game or the second half of that, boy, they can wrap the softball, and they took care of University that way. Players to watch for the Eaton Reds, well, you kind of lay on these guys, but it's a team. I mean, this team is so good top to bottom, but it starts out, well, let's start out with Yaya Puente, the senior catcher, unbelievable now. No question about hit her third home run, a three-run shot in the semifinal game. What did she drive in that game? Yaya went 2 for 3, a home run, 4 ribbies, so she's got a team-leading 34 RBI so far this season. Right on her coattails, though, is senior Jenny Jarnigan, the RBI machine. Almost 120 ribbies in her first 2 years, sophomore and junior with the Reds, and the senior year this COVID year so far in, 18, 19 games now. What did Jenny do in the opener? She was 0 for 1, a sack fly, so she's got 28 RBI and is second on the club. And, boy, you know what a producer she is. Also want to talk about the freshman who will be back in the circle, Sadie Ross. Sadie Ross, 13-1 on this season. Just one rough inning, really, in the semifinal game. Gave up a home run. And it's kind of funny. The way she deals, Sadie Ross can throw so hard. Talking to Dale Hughes between the games, the Reds coach, and he went out and said to her, you know what, the gal didn't hit the home run. She just kind of met it off your speed, and the fastball sent it over the left field fence. Yep, if you throw hard and somebody catches up with it, yep, they might go the distance. But it was all that Brush could do against her, and she beat the Beat Diggers 15-3 in that ballgame. Those are your players to watch, brought to you, of course, by Marinda Simpson State Farm Insurance. Give her a call at 223-8700. We'll come back and get to our starting lineups by Buildings by Design. We'll do that when we return on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hey, bruh, nice to finally see the crib. I can get down with this. Say, brother, you gotta be tripping with these shag carpets. I gotta keep on stepping.
Mitchell's Flooring and Evans can fix your flooring problem with brand new floors to get you caught up to the times. From floors to cabinets to countertops, Mitchell's Flooring will get your crib looking groovy.
This is much better, my man. Let's boogie.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Ault on the east side of Highway 85. Ault Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Winning is all about making the right plays at the right time, and Advantage Bank just completed our biggest play yet. We've merged with First National Bank of Pierce, South Dakota to become First Advantage. With this merger, we've expanded our capabilities while remaining a community bank with the same local team that you've come to know. This is Jeff Kincaid, president of First Advantage, and we're proud to support UNC Athletics and proud to serve the banking needs of Northern Colorado. Visit firstadvantagebanks.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-983-6530. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-983-6530. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now. 1-800-983-6530. That's 1-800-983-6530.
A few of my nerd friends were wandering aimlessly around town. I told them about the Nerd Store in downtown Greeley. Comics, collectibles, new and unique board games, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, weekly tournaments, so on and so forth. They didn't realize how awesome the Nerd Store was until they walked through the door. Now I'm the alpha nerd of the group, and we go to the Nerd Store whenever I say so. The Nerd Store, 807 8th Street, downtown Greeley, or facebook.com/thenerdstore.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Aurora, Colorado, ahead of the 3A state championship today. The Eaton Reds and the Lutheran Lions trying to claim a softball championship. Boy, the Reds have been right there, their third trip in 9 years to the finals. No Strasburg on the other side. Here comes the Lutheran Lions, who just dispatched the defending champion University Bulldogs by a final of 14-3. Reds 15-3 win over Brush to get here. Let's get to our Buildings by Design starting lineup. Buildings by Design, Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor, still gives you that all-important personal feel. That's Travis Lefevre and Pat Walter, who man the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call today, 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. All right, lineup for the Lutheran Lions. Same exact lineup as their semifinal win over UH. It'll be Taylor Kramer, a sophomore shortstop, to lead things off. Brooke Carwin, one of the two Carwin sisters in the lineup. She's the senior. She'll be at third base. Morgan Carwin will bat third. The sophomore's in center field. Zoe Stanzik is a freshman catcher back behind the plate. So you've got a senior in the circle and the freshman back behind the plate. But if the Lions do go to their number two, that's bringing Haley Mastretti from first base to the circle. She's just a freshman as well. So you got Stanzik hitting fourth. Faith Beiler will play second base. She's a sophomore. She'll hit fifth. Nikki McSpadden is in right field, another youngster, just a freshman. Haley Mastretti, who we talked about before, at first base. She closed the game out for Alyssa Ponick in the opening win against the defending champs. Mastretti bats seventh. Alyssa Ponick, aforementioned Ponick, will hit eighth and do the pitching, and Taylor Voigt is the designated player. The sophomore is batting in the number nine spot for Lutheran. 17-1 for the Lions, and three straight wins here in the state tournament against Patriot League teams, and they've not been close. Beat Sterling 9-3, beat Strasburg 9-1, and defeated the defending champs on the field just across from us just a few minutes ago, 14-3. For the Eaton Reds, their Buildings by Design starting lineups the same as the first game for them. Blake Duncan, who went 2-for-2, led the ball game off for the Reds with a home run, her first of the year. Three runs batted into the ballgame. She leads off. The sophomore plays shortstop. Emily Pinkstaff will bat second. The junior center fielder 0 for 2 with a run scored in the opener. Sadie Ross back in the circle hits third for the Reds. She's just a freshman. She'll try to win her 14th and get the Reds their first state championship for softball. Ross 1 for 2 with an RBI in the opener. Jenny Jarnigan will bat fourth. The senior third baseman who has 119 RBIs her sophomore and junior year at the school, almost a buck 20, and in this run-shortened season has 28 ribbies. She had a sacrifice fly in the opening game and went 0 for 1. Yaya Puente, the senior who is on a tear right now, had her fourth home run of the year. Her third home run of the year. RBIs 31, 32, 33, 34. She went Yaya in the opener, 2 for 3, the home run, and 4 runs driven in. So give her 34, a club-leading RBI amount. Jamie Woody hit 6, the senior first baseman, who hit 1 for 2, a double and 2 runs driven in the opener. Julia Meager, the freshman, will be your designated player again. Meager, 1 for 1, had her first home run of the year as the Reds went deep 3 times against the Beat Diggers in the semifinals. Couple of ribbies for Meager with that home run. Brooke Beacom, the junior right fielder, hits 8th, 0 for 1, a couple of walks in the first game, and Olivia Comer enjoyed a 2 for 2 morning, or early, yeah, I guess you could say morning. That's right. It started at 10 o'clock. By this time, yeah, we can say that was morning. This is afternoon. Olivia Comer, 2 for 2, a double, an RBI in that first game. So the Reds and the Lions were drawing closer to that Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. Who's going to take home the hardware this year? Will it be the Reds or will it be the Lions? We come back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
1310 KFKA.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders, served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W in Eaton. A&W in Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
We're here for the ones on the farm who get their boots dirty. The ones turning an old shirt into a new mask. The ones in the cafe cooking a mean bowl of chili. The ones at home making PB&Js and holding down the fort. The ones bagging up groceries and stocking the shelves. And the ones just hanging out in a hammock. Here's to the ones who define the Colorado spirit. We're proud to be the community bank that helps them live that way. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado. We're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings. Because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
Dave is the head of his household. He is the patriarch, a hard worker, and he is a man's man. But Dave also knows how to have fun. Today, he's having a blast with RC cars. Dave loves Jack Wagon RC inside of CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. He's scoping out the huge selection of RC products on site while getting new upgrades installed on his current RC truck. You too can see Northern Colorado's largest selection of RC vehicles, so go get that new RC like Dave. You deserve the fun. Visit Jack Wagon RC in Greeley today.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are.
Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Billings by Design.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts. In Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Do you ever wonder what goes on inside the college recruiting world? How about an inside look at how referees at the high school and collegiate levels do their jobs? Let me introduce you to the Weekend Power Trip with Michael Peterson and David Duggan. These two men have spent their entire lives dedicated to the sports world, the business of sports, the training of athletes, and the world of club sports. Coming to KFKA on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., it's the Weekend Power Trip with Michael Peterson and David Duggan.
Welcome back here to Aurora Sports Park in Aurora, Colorado on this glorious Saturday. It's time for the 3A State Championship. The Eaton Reds and the Lutheran Lions will battle it out here as Sadie Ross, the freshman, the impactful freshman, goes into the circle and starts her warm-up tosses for the Reds. We're moments away from our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch of this great game. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. That is Ron and Tara. They're great folks down there. They absolutely will take care of you. They've got the price to fit your budget. They answer the phone when you call. Weekends, evenings, holidays, they work hard so you can worry less. It is the Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance at 352-0336. All right, Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. It's Mario and Destiny Gomez out there in Kersey for all your irrigation needs. 616-2451. Here come the Lutheran Lions to open things up against the Reds. Sadie Ross in the first game this morning against Brush in the semifinal set down the first three hitters in order. See what she does here. First pitch fouled away. Right side out of play. Pull up a chair. Spend a couple of hours with us here on Preps Radio, and you can find out with us who takes home the hardware this year, 2020. Ball belongs to Sadie Ross, 13-1, 1.49 earned run average. And we'll see what Sadie can do. Can she do what her sister didn't do? Remy Ross, who's on the way to play D1 softball at Fullerton State. What a player. The most amazing female athlete I've seen in Northern Colorado in my 15 years out here. But they were not able to knock the door down with her and this Reds team. Third trip to the finals for the Reds in 9 years. Ground ball to second base in the hole. That's through into center field for a base hit. So Taylor Kramer starts it off with a base hit. Brooke Carwin and then Morgan Carwin, senior and sophomore, coming up here for the Lions, second and third. Lions, as we said in the pregame show, they've had their way with the Patriot League here in the tournament. 3-0 against what I call the best conference in the states. Beat Sterling 9-3, Strasburg 9-1, and UH 14-3. On the other side of this complex, that one fouled away, up as if to bunt was Brooke Carwin, and it's no balls into strike here. Glenn Mastretti, the coach for the Lions, they've won 12 straight. The Reds, on the other hand, have won 7 straight and 14 of 15, so you've got two blistering clubs in here. This one fouled right side. Jamie Woody, the Reds' first baseman, gave it a look, but it's fouled off back behind the Lions' dugout. No balls, two strikes here to Brooke Carwin. Carwin came into the day hitting .453, one homer, 20 runs driven in. Here's Ross with the pitch, swing and a miss. She tried to chase the outside pitch, and down goes Carwin, one away. So one gone in the first with Taylor Kramer at first, and here is Morgan Carwin, the sophomore, will come to the plate. Glenn Mastretti's team, 29 stolen bases this year in 17 games coming into the finals today. Here's a runner goes. I was just going to say they don't steal a ton. And just like that, Taylor Kramer steals second base. So Kramer's at second. Yaya Puente with the throw down, but couldn't get her. So the Lions with a runner in scoring position here in the first with one out. And Morgan Carwin, the sophomore, trying to get the run home here for Lutheran. Ross looks in to get a sign here from Puente. Deals, and it's popped up. That could be trouble down the right field line, but it's going to drift foul. Diving try by Jamie Woody, the first baseman. But it lands between Woody, between Alexis Schmidt and Brooke Beacom. Actually, it was Beacom who went to the turf on that one. Well, I'm 0 for 3. That was Alexis Schmidt, the second baseman, who tried to lay out and make the grab. Beacom, Schmidt, and Woody were all there. It was Schmidt who bailed it out and almost got there. Pitch on the way here. Again, same spot. Foul ball, and this one will fall foul. So it remains a ball and two strikes here to Morgan Carwin. Morgan Carwin at 4-13 coming into the day. No homers, 17 runs batted in. Her five doubles are tied with a bunch of different Lions for the team lead. Here's the pitch. That's a off the end of the bat. Diving stab at third by Jarnigan. She goes to second, not in time, but a great play at third by Jenny Jarnigan. Little soft liner off the end of the bat. And as a third baseman, you're thinking, do I play that on a hop or do I lay out for it? Jenny went to the dirt and made the play. Gave Kramer enough time to get back to second. Two outs, runner at second here. And Zoe Stanzik, the catcher, stands in. And the pitch is in for a strike on the inside corner. No balls, one strike. Leadoff base hit by Taylor Kramer. And the sophomore sitting at second right now. Ross set to go again. 0-1 pitch. That one she's late on and fouls it off to the right out of play. No balls and two strikes. If they get there, the sophomore second baseman, Faith Byler, is out on deck here for the Lions. All right, Stanzik back in, pitch on the way. Did she get the outside corner? No, just missed it. And it's a ball and two strikes now to Stanzik. Stanzik at 455, no homers, 21 runs driven in. That's ties for the team lead. Off-speed pitch, got her swinging. And Sadie Ross loves it, jumping up and down. She pulled the string and gets Stanzik on strikes. For the Lions in the first, no runs, a hit, one left. We'll go to the bottom of the first here in Aurora. The 3A state championships on the line. Lutheran nothing. The Eden Reds are coming up. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member, FDIC. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the first inning in Aurora, the 3A state championship. Reds will come to bat here. I want to go out and thank one of our great sponsors for getting me here today. That's right. My car, my 20-year-old Volkswagen Bug, actually made it here from Greeley to Aurora. It's all because of AMCO of Fort Collins and Loveland. That's Don Scott and his great staff, Lance, Patrick. Dave's over at the Loveland store now. They just bought that, I think, about a month ago, right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. So you can get that great service, that great integrity that AMCO Fort Collins gives you now in Loveland as well. So visit them, 226-4477. That's the Fort Collins number. Give them a call today, putting the care back into car care. AMCO of Fort Collins and Loveland. First pitch to the Reds, Blake Duncan, who homered leading off the game this morning against Brush. The first for the sophomore this year. And it's no balls and a strike here. Alyssa Ponick, the senior, deals off speed, and that stays up in the zone, a ball and a strike. Ponick's been terrific this year, 11-1, 1.91 earned run average. 51 innings, 65 Ks coming into today. Didn't get numbers on her in the semifinal matchup, the win, which was her 11th over UH today. Here's the pitch. That one's up in the zone, two balls and a strike here. Brooke Carwin, the seniors at third base defensively. Taylor Kramer, the shortstop. She's a sophomore. Faith Byler, another sophomore, the second baseman. And Haley Mastretti is a freshman at first. Pretty young infield for the Lions. Ponick set to go again. Here's the pitch on the way, and that one stayed high. It's three balls and a strike now to the leadoff hitter, Blake Duncan. It is Jade Bishar, the senior in left, Morgan Carwin, the sophomore in center, and Nikki McSpadden, the freshman in right field. Zoe Stanzik back behind the dish. She's a freshman, and your senior, Alyssa Ponick, on the hill. 3-1, she came off speed, pulled the string, and out in front of it. Missing the pitch was Blake Duncan, so it's 3-2 now. Nice big crowd all along the outfield fence again here today. Going to see who we crown for a state championship. The Reds have knocked on the door here, their third visit to the championship game in the last 9 years. Pitch is up, ball four. So Blake Duncan, that's a good at-bat for Blake. She works out a walk. Makes me immediately go to the stats and a look here at Pana coming in the 51 and the third innings, 26 walks. So about three or four a game in a seven-inning matchup. She walks the leadoff hitter Duncan, and here's Emily Pinkstaff. Ponick deals in the pitch. Around as if to bunt, and she misses, and it's the no balls and one strike. Pinkstaff 0-for-2, a run scored in the opener. A 15-3, four-inning Mercy Rule win by the Reds over Brush, their third win against the Beat Diggers this year. That was a good one for the Reds. It was the Beat Diggers that knocked them out last year in the quarters. Here's the throw down to first, and easily back in is Blake Duncan. No balls, two strikes to Emily Pinkstaff, the junior center fielder. Sadie Ross, the freshman, out on deck. Ponick set to go. Back to the rubber she goes. 0-2 pitch from the seniors up and in. It's a ball and two strikes that time. A riser that came in on the hands of Pinkstaff that time. Telling you how hot the Lions were, 12 in a row for Lutheran. The Reds have won 7 in a row and 14 of 15. So it makes sense. The two hottest teams in the state are here playing for the title. Popped up right side, the first baseman, that's Mastretti. She's going to come over and make the grab right by the screen. That's a terrific play. And there's one away. If you don't do it a lot, and who really practices balls up against the backstop like that, that's hard to get over there. First, to get there, and then to manage that big backstop as the ball comes straight down, and Mastretti did a nice job, put it away. Here's Sadie Ross, 1-for-2, an RBI in the opener, and got the win, her 13th of the year in the circle. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Here's the throw down to second base, and it's a stolen base for Blake Duncan. So the Reds equal what the Lions did in the first. Duncan got on a walk. The Lions, Taylor Kramer, singled, but both have stolen bases. Sadie Ross was able to strand the runner at second for the Lions in the first. Now we'll see what Ponick can do against the Reds here in their half of the first. Ponick deals to Ross, ripped to left field. Going back after this one, it is off the fence in left field, and it's stuck. She's holding her hands up as if to say it's a ground rule double. It might have gone up underneath that netting fence, but it's a double, and the run is in, and the Reds in the 3A state championship game have drawn first blood. They lead 1-0. For Sadie Ross, it's her second run batted in of the day. And for Sadie, it's RBI number 24 on the year, which puts her third on the club. Yaya's got 34, and Jenny Jarnigan 29, I believe. All right, here is Jenny Jarnigan, the RBI machine. Steps up, and a pitch fouled away off to the right and out of play. So Sadie Ross, the RBI double, 1-0 for the Reds. And no balls and one strike here to Jernigan. Ponick set to go, trying to limit the damage for the Reds here in the first inning. Alyssa out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Did she get the outside corner? No. Missed it away, and it's a ball and a strike. The Reds already a run on a hit, the RBI double by Ross, and quick early Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary for you as that pitch missed, and it's now two balls and a strike here. Two great locations for Northern Colorado Credit Union. Got you in Greeley and Berthoud. Northern Colorado Credit Union. People-minded, member-focused. Go to NOCOCU.org for all that they've got to offer. Join the family at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Swing and a miss. Fouled into the glove right there, so it goes full or just 2-2? Yeah, two balls, two strikes to Jenny Jernigan. Senior going to check back into the box here with Sadie Ross. Is it Sadie at second, or did they get a courtesy runner? Think it's still Sadie. Here's the pitch. That one hit to the right side and foul grounds. Coming over is McSpadden and can't get there. She ran out of room. It is Sadie Ross out there. A lot of pitchers, most pitchers, I'd say, and catchers go with a courtesy runner. Sadie Ross is like an actress or actor that does their own stunts. She's out there running today. That's cool. Jernigan trying to drive her in here. Two balls, two strikes to the senior third baseman. Pitch on the way, waved at and missed, and down she goes. Fastball by Ponick was away, and Jenny chased it. Two away. And here comes Yaya Puente, Yaritza Puente, the senior. She is sizzling right now at the plate. In the morning game, Puente again, 2-for-3, a home run, her fourth of the year. I keep saying that. It was her third of the year. And she had four RBIs. RBI leader on the club with 34, trying to make it 35 right here. Try to pick up Sadie Ross out at second base. Two outs, bottom of the first, 1-0 Reds in the 3A state championship game against the Lutheran Lions. Ponick comes back in a pitch. Ground ball into the hole at short. Picked up on the backhand by Kramer to first. Not in time. Bounces off the glove of Mastretti, and the run will score for the Reds. Going to go infield single, but then the error to get the run home, I do believe. So Jamie Woody will be coming up. RBI for Puente. We're going to give her the ribby on that. 35 RBIs for Yaya. And the Reds own a 2-0 lead here in the first inning of the championship game. Well, we'll see. Reds scored 8 times in the first inning this morning against Brush and then 7 more times in the third. And that was enough, a 15-3 win. They only needed 3 frames of hitting and 4 frames of defense to take care of Brush. All right, Woody into the box, the senior left-hand hitting first baseman for the Reds here. 2 runs in here in the first for Eaton. And the pitch is right down Main Street for a strike, 0-1. Reds had 16 hits in the opening game this morning against Brush. Boy, they just came out firing. Here's the pitch, and it's hit to center. Shallow, coming in a hurry, not going to get there. Falls in front of Morgan Carlin, in for a base hit. The Reds move up. The courtesy runner for Yaga goes to second, so 2 on and 2 out for the Reds here in the bottom of the first inning with 2 runs in, and freshman Julia Meager will come to the plate for the Reds here. Meager had her first home run of the year in that opening game this morning against Brush. Went 1-for-1, a home run, 2 ribbies. All right, Ponick set to go in a pitch, fouled away, right side, that'll get out of play. We'll try to get our 4A settled for you here. We think it's Meade and Holy Family that are going to battle for the title. They were both winning late. And the 5A finals, Fossil Ridge and Cherokee Trail, Dave Phillip and Fossil Ridge into the finals for the fourth time in the last 7 years. Pitch on the way. They're yet to win one. Maybe like the Reds today, they'll both get off the schneid here and get a huge state championship. One ball, one strike. Meager back up, the freshman, who is the complimentary piece in the circle for the Reds to Sadie Ross. Here's the pitch. Hits it to left field. Straight away, Bishar in left puts it away, and the Reds are done in the first inning. But not before they start the scoring. Two runs, two hits. We'll head to the second inning here in Aurora. The 3A state championship on Preps Radio. It's Eaton 2, Lutheran nothing. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the second inning of the Preps Radio Game of the Week, the 3A State Championship presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. 2-0 Reds after one, and here comes Sadie Ross. First two pitches are blown by Faith Byler. So no balls, two strikes here in the second. It'll be Byler, McSpadden, and Mastretti. They'll go, 5, 6, and 7 in the order for the Lions here. Fastball, did she get the outside corner? No. Just did miss it, and it's a ball and two strikes. 1-2, Reds defensively. Jenny Jarnigan, the senior at third. Blake Duncan, the sophomore at short. Alexis Schmidt, another senior at second. And another senior, Jamie Woody, over at first. That pitch missed. Now you're two balls, two strikes. Continuing with the seniors, Yaya Puente back behind the plate. Then it's an all-junior outfield for the Reds. Olivia Comer in left, Emily Pinkstaff in center, and Brooke Beacom in right. Swing and a miss, and down she goes. Third strikeout in the first four outs for the Reds, Sadie Ross. One away, and here comes Nikki McSpadden. Sadie Ross is fun. As a freshman, 13-year-old kid out there, you'd think, man, ice in her veins, she's just having fun. Jumping around out there. She's got in some spots where you thought, boy, oh, boy, will she look like a freshman? She plays like a senior, kids. It's just the way the Ross house. What are they drinking in the Ross household? That's the question. My goodness gracious. That is athlete central. There's no doubt about it. Here we go. It's McSpadden to the plate, the freshman. Here's the look and the pitch. Bunted. Jarnigan charging from third, and it almost went over her head, but way foul. And it falls foul, so it'll be a 0-1 count now on Nikki McSpadden, the right fielder. She's just a freshman, too, for the Lions. McSpadden at 417 coming into the day. No homers, 14 runs driven in. Ross comes back into fastball, fouled away. It hit her? Boy, I thought bat on the hand right there. It's part of the bat. And that's a strike, yeah. Or no, they're going to say she's out. So was it must have been a two-strike. No, she's going to go get the bat. They just said strike here. Okay, let's get it figured out. It came in on her hands, but you're always told that maybe if it glances off the knuckle, that's part of the bat, right? Well, either way, it's no balls and two strikes. Ross comes back, 0-2 pitch, fastball away, and it's a ball and two strikes off the glove of Yaya Puente all the way to the backstop. Yaritza Puente, what a year she's had for the Reds, her senior campaign here. All right, a ball and two strikes now to Nikki McSpadden. Sadie Ross deals 1-2. She checked her swing. They'll go down to first and look. No, she did not go around, and it's two balls and two strikes. One out, top of the second inning, 3A state championship here on Preps Radio. The Eaton Reds with a 2-0 lead over Lutheran. Ross kicks and deals, two-strike pitch, and that off-speed pitch, she's way out in front of it. Pulled the string, and down goes McSpadden. Two away, fourth strikeout in the first five outs for Ross. And here comes Haley Mastretti, the freshman first baseman. Mastretti will hit from the left side. Coach's daughter, I'm assuming. Glenn Mastretti, the head coach for Lutheran. First pitch in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Mastretti at 270 coming into the day. Two home runs, 17 driven in. And a pitch waved at and missed, and quickly, no balls and two strikes. And I almost, for the first time this year, called her Remington Ross. How about that? Sadie Ross, the freshman, is moving it right now. Next pitch, got her swinging. What an inning for the freshman, Sadie Ross. Strikes out the side. The Lions are done in the second, inning and a half in the books. It's the Reds 2, Lutheran nothing. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Let's move along to the bottom of the second inning. 3A state tournament championship game out here. Eaton and Lutheran 2-0 for the Reds. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Boy, it's nice to be back on the football field on the gridiron last night. Eaton Reds and Weld Central, 49-6. The Reds got the win there. Now the girls looking for a state title here. 2-0 lead over Lutheran. Pitch high in the zone, a ball, no strikes. It'll be Brooke Beacom, Olivia Comer, and Blake Duncan, 8-9-1 for the Reds. Beacom 0-for-1, couple of walks in the game this morning against Brush. One ball, no strikes. Here comes Ponick back, and the pitch on the way is there for a strike at the letters. It's a ball and a strike. Beacom for the Reds, 321 coming into the day today. Three home runs, 15 runs batted in. She's got eight doubles to go with all that. This one fouled away off to the right and out of play. So it's a ball and two strikes to the junior right fielder for the Eaton Reds. Reds 17-2 on the year, got their first conference win in, as long as I could remember. I didn't ask Dale Hughes about that today, but I went back to 2009 as far as I could go back in the numbers, and it was their first title this year. And maybe it's going to be the year they claim that first championship as well. 2-0 right now, Reds. Two balls, two strikes to Brooke Beacom. Junior checks back in. Ponick set to go. Looks in to get a sign from Stanzik. And here's the 2-2 off speed, and it's up in the zone, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Olivia Comer, the junior left fielder, out on deck for Dale Hughes' club. Hughes and Shaw, they've been doing it a long time for the Reds out here. As we said, third time in the last 9 years that they've been to the state championship game, but there's no Strasburg Indians on the other side. This one waved at and missed, and Brooke Beacom's out on strikes. So one gone for the Reds in the second inning, and Olivia Comer, the junior left fielder, will check in here. Want to thank one of our great sponsors, in-game sponsor, West Point Carpet One. 1,000 stores in the buying group. Get your big box store prices and selection with that local customer service. Here's the pitch popped up, right side first base. Mastretti's going to go grab it, and there are two away quickly. Talking about West Point Carpet One, tell you what, they're on 10th Street out there, just west of 59th Avenue. Can't miss them. Carpets, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, tile, they've got everything you need. If you have just an inkling of what you want to do on a remodel, or maybe it's a new home, call one of West Point Carpet One's flooring consultants at 673-4220 at West Point Carpet One. They believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. All right, one ball, no strikes here to Blake Duncan as she checks in. Walked, stole a base, scored in the first. Came home on an RBI double by Sadie Ross. That's up in the zone. And it is two balls and no strikes now to Duncan. Boy, you kind of thought the Reds were going to have a great day when Blake Duncan started off that game this morning against Brush with a solo shot to left field. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's up. Three balls and no strikes now to Duncan. Two for two, a home run, three ribbies in the game this morning. Already walked and scored in this one. She's having a big day for the Reds. Blake was our CRP 4x4 player of the game in the morning game. There's the pitch, and that's in for a strike. Three balls, one strike here. Ponick comes back, and that's roped into left center field. That one gets down. Over to pick it up is Morgan Carwin, the sophomore center fielder, and it's a two-out single for Blake Duncan. So the sophomore continues to hit the softball hard, and here comes Emily Pinkstaff. Pinkstaff was 0 for 2 this morning with a run scored. Boy, what a year she's had. 469 coming in. She had a stretch this year where she was just untouchable. See if she can get that going again. Runner at first, two outs, the pitch. Runner goes, throw to second, and they may have her. They reach down, they got her at second base. Blake Duncan's out stealing a terrific throw by Zoe Stanzik. And the Reds are done in the second inning. No runs, a hit, nobody left. They're wiped out on the steal there. We go to the third inning in Aurora Sports Park. It is the 3A state championship game. Eaton 2, Lutheran nothing. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. Let's go to the third inning out here at Aurora Sports Complex. It is the 3A state championship game, Lutheran and Eaton. 2-0 Reds at the end of two. It'll be 8-9-1 for Glenn Mastretti's team here. Alyssa Ponick, then Taylor Voigt, and Taylor Kramer in that order. And the first two pitches, boy, Sadie Ross is on a dime right now. No balls, two strikes. She's firing. Reds and Lutheran here for the title. Meade and Holy Family are playing for the 4A title. No, I don't think they've started yet. That's a swing and a miss, and down goes Ponick. That is five straight strikeouts for Sadie Ross here. And give her six in the game of the seven outs or Ks. And here comes Taylor Voigt, the DP. Fossil Ridge and Cherokee Trail playing for the 5A title. That one yet to get underway. Here's the pitch. That one, fastball in for a strike. Boy, Sadie's terrific right now, just in a groove. No balls and a strike, one out here in the third. 2-0 Reds. Ross deals again. That's up. It's a ball and a strike here. Trying to cut the Lions down. Lions have won 12 in a row, and they've won them emphatically here in the tournament. Three Patriot League teams. They took care of Sterling 9-3 on Tuesday. That swung on and missed, a ball and two strikes. Then Strasburg on Thursday 9-1. And then the defending champs 14-3 today. One ball, two strikes. Two strike pitch. Got her looking. Down goes Taylor Voigt. Strikeout number six in a row for Sadie Ross. And here comes Taylor Kramer. Well, I'm just saying, numbers you'd like to know. What's the most strikeouts in Colorado State history in a row? My guess is it's probably in double digits. Ross has six straight. Off-speed pitch is a gorgeous pitch. That time Taylor Kramer went up to swing and had to hold up. It wasn't what she expected, and the floater's in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Here's the 0-1 fastball hit off the fist to shortstop, and a nice play there by Blake Duncan, and the Lutheran Lions are gone in the third. They go in order. We go to the bottom of the third here in the state championship game. Eaton 2, Lutheran nothing. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member FDIC right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders, served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W in Eaton. A&W in Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the third inning here in Aurora, 3A state title game. The Reds own a 2-0 lead. It is our game of the week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. Give Ron or Tara a call today. Make sure you're covered and you can sleep at night. They'll take care of you, 352-0336. All right, Reds in the third inning here at Pinkstaff, Ross and Jarnigan, 2-3-4 against the senior Alyssa Ponick. And a 2-0 Reds advantage here. Here's the pitch. That is right there at the letters for a strike, a ball and a strike here. Need to get your car set for trips coming up, folks. Just to keep it running and make sure your car, your kid's car, keep them safe on the road. AAMCO of Fort Collins and Loveland will simply take care of you. Putting the car back into car care, it is AAMCO of Fort Collins and Loveland. Don Scott, his great staff. Don, probably out here today, my guess. Might be out here watching the Reds today. Saw his grandson pick up the first football win of the year last night as the Eaton Reds. And Scotty Grable picked up the win against Weld Central, 49-6. They mercy ruled them. Boy, Reds are good. They're going to have a terrific football season. That's up in the zone right there to Pinkstaff. Two balls and one strike right here. Yeah, those guys at AAMCO, Fort Collins and Loveland, of course, now with the new shop over there across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. They simply take care of my family, and I can't thank them enough for it. My 20-year-old Bug got here today without a problem. Popped up behind first base. This one is going to drop in foul grounds right between the second baseman, Faith Byler, and the right fielder, Nicky McSpadden. So it'll be a second chance here for Pinkstaff. Three balls, two strikes to the right-hand hitting junior center fielder for the Reds. Emily popped up to first her first time here in the championship game. Ponick checking the dugout for a sign. Now looks at her catcher, Zoe Stanzik. And Alyssa set to go again. Delivers, check swing. She might have gone. They looked down at first, did not swing ball four. So Pinkstaff's at first. A leadoff walk for the Reds here. And here comes Sadie Ross. Ross helped herself in the first inning, an RBI double, and then came around to score. Sadie 1-for-2 with an RBI in the opening game. This one fouled right side. It's going to be Mastretti, the first baseman, by the dugout. Boy, she just kind of lost that one. She made a great play a couple of innings ago, I think. Evan Schaefer's in the house. How about that? Colorado Preps fame. I was so glad. I was going through withdrawal, not hearing the scoreboard show. I was able to hear it last night and knew that life was good again. What's that? Yeah, that's right. He said, just like my wife. Good stuff. 2-0 here. Reds trying to get the gold ball, and that one outside. It is a ball and a strike now to Sadie Ross, the freshman. Her sister graduated last year, best female athlete I've seen in NOCO in my 15 years. Remington Ross, Remy, in the ballpark today, I'm sure, getting ready to head to Cali and play D1 softball at Fullerton State. How about that? How about a kid goes and gets six, probably would have got 10 state championship medals in track and field. She says, heck with that, I'm going to play softball. That's good stuff. Her freshman sister, who's just picking up where Remy left off. is at the plate. That one's high in the zone right there. Should be 3-1, I think. Yeah, three balls and a strike here. So Ponick walks Pinkstaff now behind DeRoss, 3-1. Reds a 2-0 lead, trying to get more here in the third inning. Ponick, the senior, kicks and deals, and the 3-1 pitch popped up. Mastretti, it's behind her. It's the second baseman coming over, and that's a terrific catch by Faith Beiler, tagging at first. Smart play by Emily Pinkstaff. Very good. She went into foul grounds to make a diving play, and Pinkstaff keeps her head on her shoulders and moves to second base on the pop-out. So one away. The Reds get Pinkstaff into scoring position, and here comes Jenny Jarnigan. Don't know what Glenn Mastretti, the coach, was wanting to know, but, yeah, all the way. That's just a heads-up play by Pinkstaff and the Reds coaching staff to have them ready to go. If they're going to make that catch, you know they're going to have to go to the turf on it and probably not have time to get up and throw you out in these short 60-foot bases. Here's Ponick delivering. Jarnigan takes high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So the RBI machine for the Reds, what a career that Jenny Jarnigan has had, and she's up there trying to punch one home right now. One ball, no strikes. Ponick, the senior, in the circle. Kicks and deals, and the 1-0 is bounced up there and gets away. Wild pitch will send the runner to third here. So one out, and Jarnigan needs to get that run home from third. You're always saying, baseball, softball, doesn't matter what it is. Runner at third, less than two outs. You got to get that runner home. Two balls and no strikes here. Yaya Puente, whose bat is sizzling, is out on deck. Ponick set to go. The pitch is driven to left field. Foul. It's a deep shot by Jarnigan there. And somebody's going to have to run that one down out in foul grounds, but just a long strike. Two balls and a strike now to Jenny. Reds looking for their eighth straight. That would be the big one. It would give them the 3A state championship. They've won 14 of their last 15. Ponick comes back in the pitch. Got away. Here comes the runner to the plate. And by the time that Stanzik gets back to the plate, the run is scored. And we got to go past ball there to get the run home. So the Reds open a 3-0 lead here. And it's three balls and a strike now to Jenny Jarnigan. So 3-0 Reds. That was Emily Pinkstaff just doing a number to get in there. Ground ball, base hit between third and short into the hole, into left field. So Jarnigan singles. It's the Reds' fifth hit of the ball game. We're here with one out in the third. And, boy, here comes Yaya Puente. Yaya 2-for-3, a home run, 4 RBIs in the game this morning. Her third home run of the year, RBIs 31 through 34, to lead the club. I don't have it in front of me. My guess is that's probably the leader in the state at the 3A level. Here's the pitch. It's popped up. Shallow center field. It's going to be the second baseman going out. And that's Faith Beiler, the sophomore, makes the play and then tries to go back behind Jarnigan at first. Not in time there, but they get Puente. That's a moral victory in and of itself for anybody to get Yaya. So two down for the Reds. You still got Jarnigan at first. 3-0, a run in here for the Reds in the third. And Jamie Woody, the left-hand hitter, first baseman, stands in. Tries to bunt. There goes Jarnigan, easy steal. And Jenny goes to the slide. Didn't need to, but she's in at second base. Jamie Woody, who singled in the first, would love to repeat that here and put the Reds up 4-0. Tired of waiting now. She's going to back out of the batter's box. Woody 1-for-2, a double, 2 ribbies in the game against Brush this morning in the semifinals. Ponick set to go. Lions led from the get-go against the UH Bulldogs in the semifinals. Different story here as the Reds jump first and lead 3-0 here in the third inning. Jarnigan at second, two outs, bottom of the third, Reds 3, Lutheran nothing for the 3A state championship. One ball, one strike here to Jamie Woody. Ponick comes back and the pitch is up in the zone. It's two balls and a strike here. Boy, just a gorgeous day down here in Aurora. not nearly as the smoky skies that we've got in northern Colorado. So nice little breeze coming through. Just a gorgeous day. Here comes the 2-1. Line drive, base hit up the middle. Around third is Jarnigan. She's chugging for the plate, and the Reds have a 4-0 advantage. RBI time for Jamie Woody. The senior knocks in another senior, Jarnigan. Oh, Doctor, the Reds have built a 4-0 advantage here. Julia Meager, the freshman, will come to the plate now with Woody down at first. Pitch on the way by Ponick outside, outside corner for a strike. It's no balls and a strike here. Jamie Woody down at first base for the Reds here. The Reds 4 runs on 6 hits to lead the way here. Lutheran Lions, no runs, a hit. This one is driven center field. Going back is Morgan Carwin. The sophomore backs up near the fence and makes the catch for the out. So the Reds are done in the third inning, but they pick up 2 runs on 2 base hits. We'll head to the fourth inning here at Aurora Sports Park. 3A state championship game. It's Eaton 4, Lutheran nothing. We're coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins Amco or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. Amco of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Top of the fourth inning out here in Aurora, and the Lutheran Lions down 4-0. Brooke Carwin just grounded one that was nearly right on the line at third. It was misplayed by Jenny Jarnigan, but the Reds get a break there. It was in foul grounds. So everybody will line up and do it again. No balls and a strike here. It's Carwin, and Stanzik. Brooke Morgan and then Zoe Stanzik, senior, sophomore, freshman for the Lions here in the fourth inning. Pitch from Sadie Ross. She started to offer, and she went. The off-speed pitch. Boy, that's been a terrific pitch for Sadie Ross. He won the ball game today. She's had the all her pitches moving really well. Talked about that with Dale Hughes in between games. This one fouled off to the right and out of play. No balls and two strikes. Ross struck out 6 in a row at one point in this game, the last out of the first inning, and then the next 5 outs before Taylor Kramer hit a soft line drive to shortstop. Here's a ground ball foul outside the bag at third, and it remains no balls and two strikes. Boy, Sadie Ross has not done much wrong today, I'll tell you what. 13-1 for the freshman. Number 14 would be a big one. It would be a state championship. Pitch here, and Carwin hits it well. Left center field on the run. Diving out is Pink Staff. It's off her glove and glances to the fence here. It's going to be a double for Brooke Carwin. What a diving try by Emily Pink Staff in center. Thought she might have come up with a sports center play right there. But off the glove, and it turns into 2. And now Sadie Ross has got to get down to business. Carwin at second. Here comes the second. The younger of the Carwin sisters, Morgan, will come to the plate with her sister down at second base here. Pitch on the way from Ross, waved at and missed, and it's no balls and a strike here. Morgan Carwin came into the day hitting .413, 17 RBIs. Pitch on the way from Ross, and that's fouled off to the right out of play, and quickly no balls and two strikes. The freshman catcher, Zoe Stanzik, is out on deck here for the Lions. 12 straight for Glenn Mastretti's team. but they're in a little bit of hurt in this one. Fourth inning, 4-0 Reds. Ross comes back 0-2. High pop-up, left side foul grounds. It's going to be Jarnigan, the left fielder, who trots over, but this is well out of play. And it stays no balls and two strikes here. Getting hungry up in the northern Colorado area, I'm telling you what, A&W in Eaton, that's the place to go. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Tuesdays, you get Papa Tuesdays, get that Papa Burger combo, buy one free. My favorite day, of course. Fridays out there at A&W Eaton is free mug Friday. Like them, share them, tag them on their Facebook page at A&W Eaton and get a free mug. Here, that one goes down low. Chance to win a free mug. Fill it up with that root beer, ice cream. Oh, yeah. We're talking A&W. Just had the fish and chips out there the other day. The cod is terrific. Here's the pitch. That one popped up. That's foul behind us and out of play. So the count stays 2-2 here to Morgan Carwin. Soft line drive to third base, her first time up. I'm sorry, to third base. Sadie Ross in the circle, set to go again. 2-2 pitch, fastball popped up. Shallow right field going out is Alexis Schmidt on the edge of the grass, and she dropped it. Picks it up, and now she doesn't have a play, and the runner in the meantime goes to third. Well, the Reds go to sleep a little bit right there. It'll be an E4. Carwin goes to third, and the Lions, we said that, they've won 12 straight. They've dispatched three straight Patriot League teams, all in easy fashion. 4-0 is not a safe lead right now. Zoe Stanzik, who struck out her first time, is going to come to the plate here. First and third, nobody out for the Lions in the fourth inning. Looked like Alexis had time back on the edge of the outfield grass. She hit that twice. That should be a foul ball. That's off the glove down at first base. It hit the bat twice in the batter's box. Not sure what they're looking at right there. I think they're going to have to come back. I think this is a foul ball. I think in the box, I thought she bunted at it and it hit the bat twice. Either that or my old eyes aren't seeing right, but we'll see what this is when the umpires get together and talk about it here. Might be a tough one for anybody else to see. The throw got away down at first base, so we'll see how this goes and what they rule. The run is going to score if they call it. It's an out, okay. No, foul ball. Foul ball is what they're calling. That's what I called originally. Boy, every once in a while, I just seem to get one right. You know? Blind squirrel thing, you know, once in a while. Find the nut. Yep, right there. I did it. It is a foul ball. We'll come back and do it again. So it's going to – what is the count now? They got to go back and give us that. It says 0-1 on the board. I don't know if that's right. Ross dealing Stanzik. Here's the pitch. It is bunted. Up along first base. Yaya is going to pick it up, and she's going to have no play here. She's going to have to eat it. So the bases are going to be loaded here. Nobody out in the Lutheran fourth. That was a terrific bunt right up along the first baseline. In fact, I'm going to say it died right on the stripe. Yaya had to look at it and go, okay, is that going to kick foul? And she ended up having to pick it up on the line. So bases loaded, nobody out for the Lions. They're down 4-0, but they've got a great chance to climb back in here. Faith Beiler, the sophomore second baseman, will come to the plate. Ross deals in the fastball, fouled away, right side out of play. Beiler, one of the six strikeout victims in the ballgame for Sadie Ross. I take that back, seven strikeouts. She struck out six in a row from the end of the first to the near the end of the third. Here's the pitch, and that one's inside. And it's a ball and a strike here. Fourth inning, top half. Lutheran and the Eaton Reds playing for the state championship. And the Reds with a 4-0 advantage, but it's precarious. Bases loaded for the Lions. Here's the pitch. Popped up again, foul and out of play. So it's a ball and two strikes here to Faith Beiler. Beiler, just a sophomore, came in hitting .372. One homer, 21 runs driven in coming into the day. Tied for the league, or the team lead in RBIs for the Lions. That's outside there for ball two. Two balls, two strikes here to Beiler. Got Brooke Carwin at third, Morgan Carwin at second, ground ball to third. Jarnigan's going to go home. That's one, and that's all they're going to get. So the force out at home, one away. The Reds retain the 4-0 advantage. Fielder's choice for Beiler. She's on at first. So you've got Beiler at first, Danzik at second, Morgan Carwin's at third, and here comes Nikki McSpadden. Down from third base is the coach, Glenn Mastretti, to talk to McSpadden. Then she'll jump back in. She was one of those 6-in-a-row strikeout victims in her first time at the plate, and this one fouled away. No balls and a strike here. Cherokee Trail, last we checked, leading Fossil Ridge 1-0 in the second inning. Holy Family leads Meade for the 4A championship. Ground ball to third, going to dive back to the bag, and they got her. Terrific play, and that'll take care of business. It was a liner to third. They double him up, and the side is out, and the Lions somehow load the bases and do not score. Sadie Ross and her defense able to get out of it. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning. That was huge. Reds 4, Lutheran nothing. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Prep softball can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning here at the Aurora Sports Complex. 3A state championship game, Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. We're in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Clark Johnson with you. We kick this thing to the curb in about an hour or so is my guess. Reds trying to get their first state championship, third time in 9 years to the finals. Strasburg beat them the first two times. Strasburg, one of the team that the Lutheran Lions knocked out of the tournament, one of the three Patriot League teams to get here. But here are the Reds with a 4-0 lead. Brooke Beacom, Olivia Comer, and Blake Duncan, 8-9-1 for the Reds. Here in the fourth inning, how did the Reds get out of that bases-loaded jam without a run? That was terrific. Here's the pitch on the way by Ponick. It's up and away. It's a ball and no strikes. 1-0, Beacom struck out her first time. Olivia Comer out on deck. Pitch to the plate, that's up. Two balls and no strikes. Four runs on five hits for the Reds. No runs on two hits for the Lions. That's your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. That's up. Three balls, no strikes. So behind is Alyssa Ponick on the hill, or in the circle, I should say. Trying for her 12th win of the year against just one loss, but down 4-0. Pitch fastball for a strike. Brooke Beacom 0-for-1 this morning, couple of walks. Struck out her first time today, so the junior right fielder trying to get it going here. 4-0 Reds in the fourth. 3A state championship at stake. Here's the pitch. She wraps it left field, fly ball. It is Bishar underneath it and makes the catch for the out. So one gone in the bottom of the fourth inning, and here comes Olivia Comer. Comer popped out to the catch her first time. That was against the screen, a terrific play by Zoe Stanzik. 2-for-2, a double and a ribby in the opener this morning against Brush for Olivia Comer, just a junior. She'll be back again. Boy, so many of these Reds will be back for Dale's Hughes teams, but I think they're even stronger next year. Here's the pitch, ripped up, bouncer, got by the shortstop, took a bad hop. That's a base hit for Comer. Kind of fungoed off the end of the bat, a spinner. It hit and spun away from the shortstop. So Comer's at first, one on, one out, and here comes Blake Duncan, who has been on fire today. Duncan, 2 for 2, a home run, 3 RBIs in the opener this morning. 1 for 1, walk and a run scored and an RBI single here in the second game. And Mastretti is going to come in and pitch now. And probably Ponick goes to first is my guess. That's what it looks like, and that's what it is. We've got a pitching change. Let's step aside for a second. A 4-0 Reds lead here in the fourth inning for the state championship. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, pitching change here for Lutheran. The first baseman and the pitcher just changed spots. Haley Mastretti will come to the circle, and Alyssa Ponick goes over to first. It is no balls and a strike here to Blake Duncan, and the second pitch from Mastretti is, boy, I thought that was there. It's a ball and a strike. Not sure where that one missed. Blake Duncan trying to get the Reds rolling again. 4-0 Reds here in the fourth, trying to claim their first ever softball state championship. Mastretti comes back. Here's the lefty's pitch, and it's down low. So 2 balls and no strikes now. Mastretti, 6-0 on the year, 2.57 earned run average, makes her 12th appearance. Actually, her 13th. She did appear late in the win over UH this morning. Pitch fouled away off the right and out of play. 32 and two-thirds innings coming into the day, just 20 hits, 19 walks, so a whip of about 1.2. And opponents against Mastretti hitting just 172. All right, Haley set to go. The lefty, the freshman, kicks and deals, and it's down low. And it is 3 balls, 2 strikes, full count now to Blake Duncan. Emily Pinkstaff out on deck for the Reds, trying to increase a 4-0 advantage. Lutheran had a big chance in the third. I take that back, in the top of the fourth. Loaded the bases but came out empty. And that one missed ball 4. So 2 on and 1 out for the Reds here in the fourth inning. And Emily Pinkstaff will come to the plate, and then you got the Bombers coming up. Ross, Jarnigan, Puente. Reds trying to put some distance here between themselves and the Lutheran Lions. Fourth inning, 4-0. Mastretti deals, and the pitch right there for a strike. No balls, 1 strike. Pinkstaff's had a great year. Came in hitting .469, 12 ribbies on the season. Here's the pitch. Off speed, hit down to third. The line out there, they go back to first, not in time. So Pinkstaff hits the line drive right at the third baseman, Brooke Carwin. The senior puts it away, 2 away. Runner still at first and second, and here comes Sadie Ross. Ross doubled in a run in the first inning and then popped out to the first baseman in the third. She's 1 for 2. 1 for 2 with a ribby in this game, 1 for 2 with a ribby in the opener today. Claimed her 13th win in the circle against Brush in the semis. Number 14 would be huge, would be a state championship for the Reds. That missed away. It's a ball and no strikes. Ross set to go again. Digs back into the batter's box, and Mastretti set to deal. The pitch, looper, right field, foul. About 4 or 5 feet outside the right field line there as it drops. And it goes 1 ball and 1 strike now to Sadie Ross. All right, set to go again is Haley Mastretti, the left-hander. Just a freshman in there. She's kind of getting her feet wet in a championship game for the first time, and that one missed away. And it is 2 balls and 1 strike here. 2-1, fourth inning. Reds lead 4-0. 2 on, 2 out here for Dale Hughes Club. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Ross. Or 2-1, I should say. It was a 2-1 offering, and it missed down and away. 3 balls and 1 strike here. Jenny Jarnigan out on deck for the Reds. That could mean trouble, folks, if they get through Sadie Ross here. Here is the 3-1 pitch. Hit the right center field. Going back on this one. Moving over and playing her perfectly was Morgan Carwin, the sophomore center fielder. And the Reds come up empty in the fourth. They'll leave a couple. No runs a hit. Two left. We go to the fifth inning here in Aurora. It's the Reds 4, the Lions nothing. The 3A state championship coming to you on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
We're here for the ones on the ranch with a bale of hay. The ones behind the counter brewing our morning cup of joe. The ones fixing up our mountain bikes. The ones with a small business and a big dream. And the ones running the cafe where there's no such thing as a tiny serving. Here's to the businesses that help us live our best Colorado life. We're proud to be the community bank that's here to support them. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado, we're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, bottom of the fourth inning out here at the Aurora Sports Complex. 3A state championship is on the line, and the Eden Reds with a 4-0 advantage against the Lutheran Lions. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. Give Ron or Tara a call today at 352-0336. First pitch of the fifth inning to Haley Mastretti is in for a strike. No balls and one strike. No runs, three hits for the Lions today. Here's the pitch. Fastball missed away, and it's a ball and a strike. 7-8-9, Mastretti, Ponick, and Voigt for Glenn Mastretti's team. The Lions, who are in danger of getting a 12-game win streak snapped here in a crucial way here in state championship action. That one swing and a miss. Fastball tried to chase the high stuff there. It's a ball and two strikes. Mastretti, one of the seven strikeout victims so far today for Sadie Ross. One ball, two strikes. Pitch on the way, fouled back against the screen. Well, I know there's a screen there, but I still flinched. I'm afraid of scary movies, too, so you get all that in one shot right there. Mastretti trying to drive a base hit here for the Lions. They trail 4-0. Two runs in the first, two runs in the third for the Reds. Waved at and missed, and down she goes. Came upstairs again. Eighth strikeout for Sadie Ross. Gets their first out here in the fifth inning, and Alyssa Ponick, the senior who started in the circle for the Lions, will come to the plate. All right, now, here we go, Ponick also a strikeout victim first time, and this one's popped up, and Yaya is going to go back and have a look at it, but it falls untouched. And it's no balls and a strike here. Holy Family leading Meade, second inning, 4-2 for the 4A state title. Cherokee Trail leading Dave Phillip and the Fossil Ridge Sabercats 1-0 for the 5A state championship right now. 4-0 here, Reds lead. All right, set to go again as Ross deals in the fastball. The two-strike fastball just missed. It's a ball and two strikes. Taylor Voigt, the sophomore DP, is out on deck here for the Lutheran Lions. Ross set to go again. 1-2 pitch. Fastball got her swinging. Second time she's got Ponick on strikes, and here comes Taylor Voigt. As we almost like it's a repeat every time we get up here at the bottom of the order, another of the strikeout victims. Sadie Ross struck out two in the first. She got the side in order on strikes in the second. Struck out the next two in the third. That one's high. It's a ball and no strikes. And now two more here in the fifth inning. So a total of 9 Ks for the freshman right-hander for the Reds. Pitch on the way. The 1-0 is fouled off to the right. Taylor Voigt behind it that time, the sophomore. Voit comes into the day hitting .455, but limited at bats, 5-for-11 coming in with a couple of RBIs this year. One ball, one strike. Ross deals, check swing. Did she go? No. Don't think so. Two balls into strike here. Jenny Jarnigan, Blake Duncan, left side of the infield. Alexa Schmidt, Jamie Woody on the right side. It's Comers, Pinkstaff, and Beacom left to right in the outfield. And a pitch inside corner for a strike. 2-2. Senior Yaya Puente, Aritza Puente, back behind the plate, and the freshman, Sadie Ross, in a groove here. 2-2 pitch off speed, and she stayed high with it. Three balls, two strikes. Trying to set down the side in order on strikes for the second time on the day. Ross comes back, payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and down she goes. Lions are out of it in the fifth inning, 4.5 in the books in the 3A state championship. It's Eaton 4, Lutheran nothing. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there, and Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Wondering if you're going to have enough money to retire? Changing jobs and you don't know what to do with your 401k? Or are you trying to keep the government from getting your children's inheritance? No matter what your financial question is, Ron Richards of Retirement Mastery can help. Call Ron at 970-310-4084. That's 970-310-4084.
Join Julie and me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Get financially educated or get left behind.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Aurora, 3A state championship, and the Reds inch just a little bit closer and a little bit closer to that first softball title. 4-0 lead here. Far from over against this Lutheran team that we saw what they can do. Well, we saw it this morning against University, a 13-4 win. I'm sorry, a 14-3 win. But you look what they've done against other Patriot League teams, 9-3 over Sterling, 9-1 Strasburg. And so you know they can hit, but Sadie Ross having her way so far. Bottom of the fifth, Jenny Jarnigan drives one. This is to right center field and deep, going back. This ball is gone. Right center field, touch them all. The senior, Jenny Jarnigan. And the Reds own a 5-0 advantage. The fifth home run of the year for Jarnigan. It's her second RBI of the game, third of the day. Gave her 30 ribbies on the year. That's got to be close to 150 ribbies the last 3 years for the Eaton RBI machine. Now Yuritsa Puente, Yaya steps up here. She's 1-for-2 with a ribby. Give her 35 runs driven in on the year. That leads the club this year. Here's the pitch by Mastretti. It's down low in the dirt. And it is a ball and a strike here. So Jarnigan to right center with the home run. The Reds' fourth homer of the day. They hit three this morning against Brush. One ball, one strike to Yaya. Mastretti deals in the pitch. Fastball outside corner for a strike. One ball, two strikes. You got Jamie Woody, who's 2-for-2 out on deck for the Reds. Mastretti, the left-hander, in relief of Alyssa Ponick. Comes back to the plate, and the pitch is up in the zone. She took a little bit off of it and evens the count. Two balls and two strikes. The Reds with wins over Wiley, La Junta, and Brush to get here and try to claim their first state title in the softball ranks. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul outside the bag at first. And it remains two balls and two strikes. Fossil Ridge trailing in the fourth inning, 1-0 against Cherokee Trail. It's the fourth trip to the state championship game in the last 7 years for Dave Phillip and Fossil Ridge. They're yet to kick the door down and get a championship, though. Holy Family leads Meade 6-4. Here's the pitch. Poker to shortstop. Going out and making the play is Taylor Kramer, the sophomore. So one away in the fifth inning, and Jamie Woody, a couple of base hits for the left-hand hitting first baseman. Makes Jamie 3-for-4 today, a double two ribbies. Make it a double three ribbies on the day. Had herself a fine day for the Reds here. Mastretti deals, and the pitch is up and in. It's a ball and no strikes. Bottom half of the fifth inning, 5-0 Reds over the Lutheran Lions for the 3A state title. Set to go again as Mastretti, the lefty, kicks and deals. The pitch by the freshman is up. And it's two balls and no strikes here. Julia Meager, the freshman, out on deck. Meager hit a home run in that morning game against Brush, her first of the year as well, as the Reds went three times deep against Brush. Here's the pitch. That one inside corner for a strike. So two balls, two strikes here. One out in the fifth. Football on KFKA on Preps Radio coming up Friday and Saturday next weekend. Off-speed pitch floats in and just missed. It's three balls and two strikes now. Friday night will be in Johnstown, Roosevelt and Meade. And then Saturday will be in Ault as defending state champion Lyman comes in to take on the Highland Huskies. All that coming to you on Preps Radio. Don't forget Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon at 4. It's Preps Midweek, an hour. Get you a coach's corner, another player profile. Going to be fun. All right, looking up at our Gould Parts scoreboard, we see 5-0 for the Reds. Three balls, two strikes, one out here in the last of the fifth. A Jenny Jarnigan single, rather solo shot, has given the Reds the 5-0 advantage. This one lifted to center. Going back on it is Carwin towards the wall and makes the catch. So a deep fly out for Jamie Woody. Two gone. And Julia Meager, the freshman DP, will come up. Meager flew out to left in the first, flew to center in the third. This morning, as we shed 1-for-1, the home run and two ribbies. Meager, just a freshman. As we said, she's the compliment in the circle to Sadie Ross. What a deal for the head coach, Dale Hughes, to have those two freshmen. And then we hear about an eighth grader? I think so. That is very talented as well for the Reds. Here we go. Here's the pitch. This one fouled away right side out of play. So still no balls, two strikes here. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning, 5-0 Reds, trying to get a gold ball and bring it back to Eden. Wouldn't that be fun? Brooke Beacom's out on deck if they get there. Mastretti in relief of Ponick here for the Lions. They trail 5-0. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back to the box. Mastretti makes a good play. Throws her out at first, and the Reds are done in the fifth inning. The Reds do get the solo shot by Jenny Jarnigan. Jarnigan knocks out her fifth of the year. We'll head to the sixth inning. The Reds are six outs away. It's 5-0 Eaton. We'll come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Dave is the head of his household. He is the patriarch, a hard worker, and he is a man's man. But Dave also knows how to have fun. Today, he's having a blast with RC cars. Dave loves Jack Wagon RC inside of CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. He's scoping out the huge selection of RC products on site while getting new upgrades installed on his current RC truck. You too can see Northern Colorado's largest selection of RC vehicles, so go get that new RC like Dave. You deserve the fun. Visit Jack Wagon RC in Greeley today.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Go to the sixth inning. And I didn't even see the play. How about that? I'm sitting here looking down and look up, and they're already playing. But it's an out. So if you love the Eden Reds, you love that. What I saw was, let's call it a ground ball or maybe a line out to second. There's one away. All we know is Taylor Kramer's out, the shortstop, who has one of the three hits today for the Lions. Here's Brooke Carwin, the senior third baseman. And this one is hit to right field and deep. Going back for it is Brooke Beacom, reaches up and makes the catch for the out in deep right field. So quickly, two outs for Lutheran here in the sixth inning. Two pitches, two outs. I was just going to say, boy, a nice easy inning for Sadie Ross would be just what the doctor ordered. Two pitches, two outs, and here's Morgan Carwin, the sophomore center fielder. And the Reds are now four outs away from claiming a state championship. 5-0 lead, and the pitch is up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. The defense, which has been great all year for the Reds, one little stymie. That was that game on Thursday, four errors against La Junta. Averaged just an error a game this year, the Reds did. Two balls, no strikes here, as that one came down and inside. Zoe Stanzik is out on deck here for the Lions if they can get to her. 2-0 pitch, and the fastball is a check swing foul behind us. And it's two balls and one strike here in the sixth inning. Lions had won 12 in a row coming in. That's in danger right now. Reds have won 7 in a row. Their 8th would be huge. It would be a state championship. 5-0 Eaton here in the 6th inning. Pitch on the way. Inside corner, no. 3 balls and a strike here. 3-1 to Morgan Carwin, the sophomore right-hand hitting center fielder. Sadie Ross comes back. The freshman deals, missed it inside. There's a base runner. So if you're a Lutheran Lions fan, that's what you need right now. Is just get people on base and then move them around. Zoe Stanzik will come to the plate. She's 1-for-2, one of the three hits in the day, a base hit in the fourth. Reds defensively been the same all year, basically. Jarnigan and Duncan left side of the infield, Schmidt and Woody on the right side, Comer, Pinkstaff, and Beacom in the outfield. Comer, Pinkstaff, Beacom, all juniors. Sophomore Blake Duncan's back next year. Well, what a great place to start. Sadie Ross, Julia Meager. They are built. No doubt about it. That one missed. It's two balls, no strikes. So Sadie losing the zone a little bit right now after getting the first two outs of the sixth inning on two pitches. Here's the 2-0. Ground ball to third. Jarnigan knocks it down, picks it up. Still a play at first, and it's going to be not in time. Boy, I thought she had her. Oh, doctor. Thought she had her by that half step. But they say safe at first, so you're going to have to go E5 there because she knocked it down. Two on, two out, and Faith Beiler will come to the plate 0-for-2 in the ballgame. And here's a big chance for the Lions. Sixth inning, two outs. You've only got four outs left in your holster. You're down by five. Here's the pitch. Hit to right field. Could be trouble. Coming up, Beacom. Going to drop in for a base hit. Brooke going to throw to the plate on a hop, and the run is in. So it's 5-1. RBI single will be an unearned run against Ross. Run is in, 5-1. Reds still with a big advantage. And for the freshman right now, you just want to keep your composure. Nikki McSpadden will come to the plate for the Lions, who are trying to mount a comeback here. Terrific throw by Brooke Beacom there on a hop, just a little bit later than they had needed to get the runner that time in Morgan Carwin. So 5-1 Reds. Ross set the deal here to McSpadden. Fouled away, right side out of play. McSpadden's 0-for-2, struck out and lined out. She came in hitting .417 into the championship day today. 14 runs driven in for the Lions. Don't forget, we'll have our Alt Feed Mill postgame show when we're done, CRP 4x4 player of the game. My guess is that player of the week is going to be a big, big picture of the Eaton Reds' entire team if they win this thing. 5-1 lead here with two outs in the sixth. Pitch waved at and missed, and it's a ball and two strikes now to Nikki McSpadden. Get our CRP 4x4 player of the game and our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. 1-2 pitch. Sadie Ross deals. Swing and a miss, and down she goes. We will go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Reds own a 5-1 lead over Lutheran with three outs to go for the state championship. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
You know your neighbor.
And your child's teacher.
But do you know your judge?
Colorado judges are vital members of our communities.
They make daily decisions about adoptions,
child custody, traffic violations, and more.
This November, be educated when you vote.
It's your state, it's your vote.
Get all the facts. Visit gettoknowyourjudge.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at the Aurora Sports Complex, 3A state championship softball time. The Eaton Reds with a 5-1 lead, and we'll try to get some insurance. Of course, our great sponsor is NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency, 352-0336. Talking about insurance, folks, that's exactly what the Reds want right here. 5-1 advantage. See if they can pick it up. 8-9-1, Beacom, Comer, and Duncan for the Reds here in the sixth inning. See if they can get a little extra for Sadie Ross, the freshman, when she hits the circle in the seventh and final inning here. Third trip for the Reds to the championship in the last 9 years. There is no Strasburg Indians on the other side of the line this time. And the Reds trying to win it here. Beacom is 0-2, struck out and flied out. Brooks stands in the batter's box now against Mastretti. Here's the pitch, and it's a chopper out in front of the play. Tough play from Mastretti. She'll go to first in time. Good play by the freshman in the circle. One away, and here comes Olivia Comer. Comer 1-2 in the ballgame. She's 3-4 on the day, a double and a run batted in. So Olivia from the nine hole here. You've got Blake Duncan out on deck, who nobody can seem to get out today. Here's the look in the pitch by Mastretti, the freshman's fastball on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Reds trying to make it 8 straight and make it a big one. Make it a gold ball and a championship, bringing it back to Northern Colorado and to Eaton, Colorado. Waiting on the pitch here is Olivia Comer. Here's the deal. Right there for a strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Lutheran trying to get to the dugout and produce some magic in the seventh inning. Haley Mastretti deals in the pitch as a one-hopper down to first base. Ponick will take it to the bag. So two away, and we'll go back to the top of the order with Blake Duncan. And, boy, sitting in the dugout, you just kind of wonder what's going through the mind of a 13-year-old freshman right now as she'll get ready to go to the circle and win a state championship. Unbelievable poise by such a youngster. Freshman playing like a senior. Here's the pitch. And she missed it outside, a ball and no strikes. Duncan, two walks and a single in the game here. 2-2 this morning, a home run, three ribbies. She has been a terrific, terrific bat today for the Reds. That's in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Duncan, another one of the youngsters for the Reds, just a sophomore. Mastretti set to go. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Off speed and a ground ball, base hit. Left field. Duncan has another hit. She's going to go for two as it got by the left fielder, Bishar. And into second goes Blake Duncan. So a single and an error. And the Reds with a runner at second, two outs here. And Blake Duncan, boy, you just can't keep her off the bases today. Here comes Emily Pinkstaff. Reds would love to get another one here. Two runs in the first, two in the third, one in the fifth. They owned a 5-0 advantage till Lutheran put one across in the sixth. The Reds would love to get that one back right here. One ball, no strikes here to Pinkstaff. She's popped up, walked and scored, and then lined to third, 0 for 2. Mastretti comes back here, and a 1-0 is right down Main Street. One ball, one strike. Two outs, bottom of the sixth inning, the 3A state championship game. Eaton 5, Lutheran 1. Here's the pitch by Mastretti. Right there again, and it is. One ball, two strikes here now to Pinkstaff. Murderer's Row is coming up. Ross, Jarnigan, Puente, if they can get there. Two outs now for Pinkstaff and two strikes. Mastretti from the delivery deals and missed it down low. 2-2. Two and two from Mastretti as he checks her pitch sheet on the right arm. Comes back and the lefty deals fouled off, right side out of play. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Well, hopefully my 20-year-old car gets me back to Greeley after this is over, about a 62-mile trip. And it's all thankful to all thanks to the guys at AMCO of Fort Collins. And now they have that new shop in Loveland, so taking care of you, Fort Collins, Loveland. There's a swing and a miss. It's AMCO of Fort Collins. We'll go to the seventh inning. The Reds are three outs away from a state title. Let's see if we come back and get it. End of six, Eaton 5, Lutheran 1. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. We go to the seventh and final inning. The Reds three outs away from a state championship. Dale Hughes and company going to do it, I think. 5-1 advantage here. And it is 7-8-9 Mastretti, Ponick, and Voigt for the Lutheran Lions here against Sadie Ross, who has been unbeatable. Well, 13-1 on the year, going to go 14-1. What a year for a freshman, and it could be a state title. Popped up. Foul grounds coming in a hurry is the shortstop. That's Blake Duncan, and she couldn't get there. Falls into foul grounds. All glanced off the glove. Would have been a great running grab. And it is no balls and two strikes now for Sadie Ross against Haley Mastretti. One run, four hits for the Lions today. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, no. It's a ball and two strikes. The Reds, five runs on nine hits. That's your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Two great locations, Berthoud and Greeley, to serve you. It's Northern Colorado Credit Union. Go online for all they do at nococu.org. Two balls, two strikes to Haley Mastretti here. Sadie Ross, the freshman. God, wonder what she's thinking right now. 2-2, got her swinging. Whoa, Dr. Mastretti strikes out for the third time today. The bottom three hitters, which they have up today, have not hit the baseball, the softball. Seven Ks in seven trips for the bottom three for Lutheran. Here's Ponick, who struck out twice. One out, seventh inning, 5-1 Reds. The pitch waved at and missed. No balls and a strike. Reds two outs away from a state championship. Third trip in 9 years, and they're knocking on the door for the first title. Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive, left center field and deep. Coming over, Pinkstaff, she makes the catch, and there's two away. Two gone for the Reds, and you can feel it. Standing along the outfield fence, the Reds fans applauding right now, getting ready to celebrate. Two down, and we may have a change here. Yeah, it will be a hitter for Lutheran. Jade Bishar is going to come up, the senior here. So Bishar, the hitter for Taylor Voigt, not quite done. Two outs, seventh inning, one out away. The Reds are from hoisting the hardware here in Aurora. We'll continue with football on Friday in Johnstown. It'll be Meade and the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Lane Wassinger and his group will go to it against Jason Clatt and the Mavericks. And then Saturday, Lyman, the defending state champs, 1A against Highland. Pitch waved at and missed. There is one strike. No balls into strike here. Bishar checks in again, 0-1. Ross deals the one strike pitch right there. Yeah, strike two on the outside corner. And the Reds are one strike away from a state title. No balls, two strikes. The freshman dealing to the senior, Yaya Puente, behind the plate. Here's the look, the two-strike pitch. Ground ball to third, past the diving Jarnigan. It's going to be a base hit. The Lions aren't done yet. On at first base is Bishar. The lefty hit just a shot just outside the reach of the senior at third base, Jenny Jarnigan. By the time Blake Duncan, the sophomore, could get there in the hole at short, that's a single. So back to the top of the order now. Taylor Kramer will come up, the sophomore shortstop. One on, 5-1 ball game. The tying run is still in the dugout for the Lions. That pitch is up. It's a ball and no strike. See if the freshman can keep her composure here. She's done it all year. Freshman playing like a senior all year long. One ball, no strikes. The pitch, ground ball back up the middle. That's a base hit into center field. And the Lions stay alive, 2-1. And now your tying run's on deck. Brooke Carwin will come up. Her sister Morgan, the sophomore center fielder, is the one on deck and the one who would be the tying run with two outs here in the seventh inning. Boy, sometimes one out can take forever. Here we go, two outs. Here's the pitch. Out in front of an off-speed pitch, and that's a strike. Boy, that was a gorgeous pitch. No balls and a strike here from Sadie Ross, trying to get her 14th win and make it the biggest one of her Eaton career. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's down. Don't have to worry about the runners here. All they do is help you get a force play if you need it. One ball, one strike. Two outs, seventh inning. Reds a couple of strikes away or just one out away from a state title. Ross comes back in the pitch. Ground ball back to the box. Sadie's got it to first. The Reds have a state championship. 2020 state title to the Eden Reds as they beat the Lutheran Lions 5-1 here today in Aurora. How about that? Oh, ho, ho, doctor. It looked like the Reds, the one seed, come in, I'll tell you, and they take care of business today behind freshman Sadie Ross. Senior Jenny Jarnigan, oh, they were terrific today, folks. We'll come back in a moment with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. The Eaton Reds are softball state championships at the 3A level for 2020. We're coming back in a moment. Reds win at 5-1 over Lutheran on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Aurora. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Talked about Alliance Irrigation a bunch today. Thanks to Mario Gomez and Destiny Gomez and Kersey. 616-2451 for all your irrigation needs. It is Alliance Irrigation. All right, folks. Well, the Reds did it. They get their first state softball championship here under Dale Hughes. Third time to the finals in the last 9 years, and they punched their ticket here in 2020. So the Reds take a kind of a 2020 COVID year and say we're going to make the best out of it, and they come home with the hardware. A 5-1 win today. Final totals for the Reds, 5 runs, 9 hits to win it. For Lutheran, a run on 5 hits. Sadie Ross, 7 innings, 5 hits in the circle, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts for the freshman. She ends her season going 14-1 as a freshman for the Reds. Let's get to our player of the game, brought to you, of course, by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. They're ready to get your riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 351-8603. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, your vehicle your way. And the player of the game here, we're going Jenny Jarnigan, the third baseman, the senior Jenny Jarnigan. A home run in the ball game and two RBIs. hit that big smacker in the fifth inning that put the Reds up with their final of 5-1. So the Reds win this one here today, and Jenny Jarnigan is our CRP 4x4 player of the game. The 4x4 player of the week, my guess is we're going to have a big picture of the Eden Reds, the state champion softball team, up on our website here come Monday. I got 42 pictures of them, but all from the side or from the back. They wouldn't let us go on the field, but there'll be a ton of pictures out there. We'll get it up on the website for you, the Reds with a softball state championship. All right, let's get to our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep informed and stay on top of this hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Ault, Kersey, Evans, all of Northern Colorado, online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. And the play of the game, it's simple. It was one play. It was a ground ball back to the box. It was the final play of the game, and the freshman, Sadie Ross, picked it up, threw to first, and the Reds had their first softball state championship. Our play of the game, presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. We'll come back and wrap it up from Aurora on Preps Radio. Eaton Reds, 3A state champions in softball out here today, 5-1 over Lutheran. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.